Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks. And welcome to The Bits. This is Paulina.
This is Quinn.
This is Claire. How's it going, ladies?
Y'all, well, I am so fired up. Sorry.
No, sorry. I was just going to say you look like a model with the lighting in your place right now.
Well, yeah. Can we record at this time every single Sunday? Because it's really making my eyes pop.
They're sparkly.
Yeah. Anyway. But that has nothing to do with why I'm fired up. It should be why I'm fired up, but... y'all, Ovi. And I mean, it's no secret. We obviously don't record this live or anything. You know, so we had talked about if Ovi doesn't break the record before we record, we can't talk about it because things are going to change too fast. And he did us a favor Sunday morning when he broke Wayne Gretzky's record and became the all-time leading scorer in the National Hockey League at 895 goals. And I am so fired up because this is, I mean, I had to hold back tears when he did it. Because this is insane, you guys.
It's pretty exciting.
Just a record that I don't think anybody thought would be broken just because the hockey is so different, right?
Yeah, like, it's in that.
There's not as many goals.
No, totally. It seemed impossible. Like with the way the game is played now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the thing is like also on top of it, everybody kind of underestimated him this season period. So he needed 41 to get there, or 40 to tie, 41 to break it. And so a lot of people were like, oh yeah, no, I mean, he will might get it this year, but it's probably going to be early next season. And then when I think he had 16 goals to go, I made a bet that he would do it against Columbus because they play two in a row against Columbus two games from now. And at the time I remember thinking, you're underestimating him because that's what we've been doing all season. Like, I really think that you should probably think about picking an earlier game than Columbus. But I was like, no, this is probably more realistic, you know, like, because I think it was 12 games away and he had 16 goals to go.
Wow.
And he did it in nine now, I think, or something.
Well, and the closer it got, the more exciting, obviously, it got. But like these last few games have been so cool just to see Gretz following him around as well. Just total class act move. And yeah, all the hype, it's been very warranted. And the way he's talked about it, the other night he had an opportunity to get it with an empty netter, gave it to the new kid on the team with his first NHL goal, first NHL game. Mm-hmm. Very
yeah,
cool.
That was very
all
cool.
Of it's been,
I agree.
Really, it's all been really neat. And it's made me like Ovechkin a lot more than I ever thought I would. And not because I'm anti Ovechkin, just, you know, the spotlight suits him.
And that's what I was saying. Like, he's also one of the like great characters of the NHL, you know, like he's got this big personality that stands out. Guys that I've talked to that have played with him said he's like one of the best guys to play with. Like, mm-hmm. he's so full of personality. I could not be happier. We got to witness it. We got to witness this history because in 94, we're not really remembering Wayne Gretzky breaking Gordie Howe's record, you know, and 31 years ago. And now here we are, we get to just live witness. It. And his celebration, like going flat out on the belly, sliding across the ice. Like
he just seems like a fun teddy bear type of man.
Oh, well, when they won the cup. It. And like taking the cut and partying in like fountains and stuff.
Yes.
Like they,
we did get
he
to
was
know
leading
him
that
a bit
charge.
More then. And he drinks like pop on the ice. Did you know that? So he's got a special water bottle with Diet Coke in it.
What?
And then at intermission, he's drinking Dr. Pepper. He's got a few that he mixes in. And whenever someone's asking him about his diet or what he eats, his response is, I eat whatever I want.
Oh, I love that even more.
His game day meal is chicken parm Like this
Chicken
guy is
parm, breaded chicken with tomato sauce
Yeah,
and cheese.
everyone else is like steamed chicken and broccoli.
Yeah.
He's just, yeah, he doesn't give a
Well,
F, and
he's
I
like a
love it.
beast though. Like he's
Oh
like,
yeah.
he's a big dude.
Oh yeah.
So, thick. He carries it well. He carries that chicken parm well.
Yeah, he
Oh,
does.
yeah. It
It
might be
wasn't a
why it looks
surprise.
like he's aged a little bit more than most of us. I mean, he's younger than me.
He
You wouldn't be able
is?
to tell. Oh yeah, he's
Oh yeah, I
39.
guess. Oh.
Because I'm old.
Right.
Yeah, I was like,
But
he doesn't.
he hit the gray a little early.
He's
It looks good on him though.
worn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It
No, but
looks
I
good
think
on
it's the
him.
gray
Yeah.
makes him look a little older.
It does. It does. Maybe that's what it is. It's not,
Like
yeah,
I
he
would
doesn't.
argue, like, I think he's more handsome now than he was. Like, and it's
Oh, he
probably
was.
because of the gray.
That's a great call, actually, because
Yeah.
when you look back at some of the older videos of him, you're right. He was a goofy looking guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just been the least like he seems extremely grounded, tons of personality. I mean, in Connor McDavid, who we love, our sweet king in Edmonton, he does not have that same kind of flamboyant personality that Ovi brings. And
Just
what's
different.
Yeah, totally different. But what I am really noticing, which is totally understandable, in this Ovi success and historic moment, people have mixed emotions about it because Ovechkin's Russian. He has never shied away from posting a photo of him and Putin. He doesn't get overly political, from what I can tell in the media, but he has a platform and he's never really used it to say anything or denounce what's happening in Russia.
Yeah.
And so I think people look at it with mixed emotion. And so it's kind of interesting though, because he also has so many, like, we don't really know. He doesn't talk about politics, to my knowledge, unless you've heard something different. But he does have a lot of charitable and philanthropic things happening, even just with this chase. Like, I think Quinn, you were talking about he's got a charity specifically about trying to break this. So what, maybe you can dive into that, and maybe just your thoughts, ladies, on how we navigate those mixed emotions. We've been through them, and for other reasons, like Kane, having Kane join our team, and what does it mean to be a pro athlete and your
Okay,
personal life
well,
or your personal feelings?
no secret, I hate Kane and I don't want him on the team.
Yep.
But the Ovi like Putin thing is definitely weird, and I don't know why it hasn't come up more, honestly. Like I'm surprised that there hasn't been more backlash there, but I guess because he has played it smart in this, like I mean he's taken some photos with him, not
Yeah.
ideal, but like he has played it smart in the sense that he hasn't vocalized anything. So he's kept that under the radar. So, and it's like, I don't know what are the circumstances there, right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't totally have the full picture.
It
Well,
kind of makes me think of the Kachuk brothers, right? When they, for at least more recent, so we're not fans of Trump on this podcast, and they were happy to have him associate with the US team. And so the way they were talking about it, and I think their perspective was, if the president wants to shake my hand, I will absolutely shake the president's hand. And I can't help but wonder if that's kind of where Ovi stands, where it's like, I'm not making this political. Like, what an honor to have the president shake my hand, so
I
to
don't know. I
speak.
mean,
So, but
Putin
who
is a
knows?
different
That's
beast.
what I
I
like.
mean,
Oh, 100%.
is
Don't
he
get me wrong.
though? Like at the same time,
Yeah,
it's
I'm
like, are
not
we on
sure.
our way there? I don't know. But Putin like is a full-on dictator, so that's a little bit, I don't know. I don't know if
I'm not
that's the
comparing.
exact
I'm not.
same comparison,
No,
right?
I mean, I'm trying to, I guess, draw things that maybe feel slightly more relatable. But who can
Yeah.
say? But
Yeah.
all I'm saying is that I can understand the mixed emotion around his success.
Kachuk brothers, I do believe, honestly, like if it was a Democratic president or Trump, like they would still,
They're
show
just
up.
American
They're
through
just
and through.
very
America.
American. Yeah, I mean,
America.
they play for a Florida team. There's a lot of Trump supporters there. Like they're probably gonna lean in, and I don't know, maybe it's just like the vibes and appearance that they have that gives off Trump, but that's neither here nor there. I think they would, regardless of who the president was, I think they would probably do that because of the patriotism. So my thing with Ovi is like, I don't know how long it's been since he's had those photos taken. That said, I mean the war is in year three, right? My thing is, and I will like, I think I'd be scared also to speak out against Putin.
100%.
Not that I'm giving him an excuse
No.
because I still think that there is a place for it, to stand up to what's happening. But if you ever want to go home again, can you speak out against him? I don't know.
And I
Maybe
think
there's
we're
fear.
to be totally transparent, like all we have seen in this group are the headlines. So, you know, Ovechkin got a personal wedding gift from Putin in 2016. I remember seeing that headline, and that was kind of like, oh, they're friends. But like,
But maybe
who knows?
Putin
Maybe he
has,
just sent a gift. Who
maybe
knows?
Putin has a crush on Ovi.
Well, of course,
Like, I
he's a
mean, maybe
superstar
that's,
Russian. Of course he does.
it might not be Ovechkin's fault that like
That's what I'm kind of
that
alluding to.
Putin is simping for him all the time. He's like, dude, I didn't ask you to send this, but we
But
also
I
don't know.
guess exactly. So it's like he openly associates through who knows for what reason. Anyway, I went down a rabbit hole.
But on the positive side, so we did talk a little bit about the great chase. So when Ovi was, getting close, basically what he did is he teamed up with Hockey Fights Cancer, and started a charity, the Great Chase, to raise money for pediatric cancer research, y'all.
We love to see
So,
it. That's good
yeah, like
stuff.
it's just that's just kind of the person he is, right? Like take this and like also make something great. And I, some of the donations, it's like US $8, 38, 88, 188, and then other. So all the eights in there as well, which is kind of cute. But I don't know where the charity is at. It doesn't say on this page. I, just such a great thing. So, taking something that is blowing up his fame and getting a lot of attention and turning it into something that is incredibly meaningful. Like you can't ask for much more than that. That's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I
I
totally
do.
agree with that.
I just wanted to know because I thought I remembered something about this and thought it was interesting and related. But that guy we don't like, Nikita Zadorov. I do want to say when he was playing for the Flames, he spoke out against Putin and the war. So I mean if
Russians
he
can. So what you're saying
so
is that
yeah
Russians
it,
can.
there is, you can do it. Maybe he's not allowed back in the country ever again, which possible,
I
but
think that's very true.
yeah.
Like it really is.
But I think it's I mean I don't we don't like Zadorov on this podcast, but I think that is admirable that he spoke out against it.
100, yeah. Okay, he gets 1 point, but he was
He gets
already
one.
minus 1,000,
He
so he's
was
got a long
already
ways to
minus
go.
1,000.
It's going to take a trade
So he's still
to
negative
Edmonton.
999. Okay, but there's on that thread, we can cut this out if you don't think it's worth talking about. But there was just last week or the week before a Russian tennis player who came out as LGBTQ2S plus, left Russia for fear of her life,
Fair.
and is now playing for Australia,
Yeah,
which
I
is very
mean,
cool.
your country, I mean, I don't want to say like your country as in all the people there agree with the anti-LGBTQ sentiment, but your president and the laws against it, I wouldn't want to play representing Russia either.
Well,
I can't pronounce her last name.
you're also eliminated from a lot of international competition right now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
Exactly.
that's another thing, right?
Oh yeah.
So
Well, you can't play anyway. That's true.
yeah,
I'm glad
exactly.
you're playing for
Exactly.
Australia. She needed an allegiance, and it sounds like they were happy to give it to her. And the
I
way
love
she
that.
talks
Go
about
Australia.
Australia is very cool. She has so much appreciation for it. Daria Kasatina.
Okay.
Kasatina.
Good for you. You
Nice.
did it.
Yeah,
Good
she w
for you, Daria. Good for you, Australia.
and she's
Yeah.
already won her first match.
Ooh, okay. While Australian.
Well, Australia, yes,
Amazing.
brave soul. Okay, so Ovi, amazing. So happy we got to see it on a
History.
beautiful Sunday afternoon. Good
Yeah.
for him.
6 degrees in Edmonton. What more
What a
could you
day to be
ask?
alive. 6 degrees in Edmonton.
Oh,
It was
all right.
17 degrees yesterday in my car, it said.
Whoa, that's
Oh,
pretty high.
it was
Wow.
hot.
10 right now. Oh, God, we're living in a dream.
Is it happening? Is it like, or are we gonna get snow again? Is it happening? Are we actually in
Oh, no,
spring
this is
now?
it. This is it.
Okay,
Real
okay.
spring.
It's
I'm
gotta
calling it.
be. It's April now. I
Yeah.
gotta start golfing soon.
Yeah.
You know
Yeah.
me. I'm the skeptic. I'm the pessimist of this podcast.
Okay, well, this is a good segue because it's almost playoff season, which means snow is over. And
One
it
other
means
thing.
LA is rolling into town.
Yeah, fuck. Here we go
Yep.
again.
Tis
Oh.
the
So
season. Tis the season.
we wanted to talk about the fact, the very high likelihood that we being the Edmonton Oilers, are playing the Los Angeles Kings in the first round of the playoffs again. How many times have we done that? Fourth time in a row that we are playing the Los Angeles Kings in the first round of the
Yeah.
playoffs. Who's excited?
Yay. My favorite part.
It feels like season 182 of The Simpsons. You know,
You
it's like,
guys, oh.
yeah.
And it's in years. Okay, so the first year that they played, I was very nervous because it was like the Oilers' first time in the playoffs in a while. They were still kind of feeling things out. The second year, I was very confident. Last year, I was very confident. And now I'm very worried.
Okay, why?
I just think, number one, LA has a better team. This is their best team so far. They have better goaltending. Darcy Kemper has been playing incredibly well. And just at what point do you allow the same team to beat you in the first round of the playoffs again?
Right.
Well, that's what people keep saying. So I was at an event last night and we were talking about this first round against LA, and people are in the Quinn camp of how many
Negativity?
times. Yeah, but like
Okay.
it's for that reason. It's how many times can we really beat LA? Like at some point they have to beat us, right? And given that their team is good this year, or the better team, like best team that they've had in a while, I think people think like this is just a numbers game at this point. Like there's no way, like they hate us. They're angry. Like they lose to us every year in the first round. They're gonna be ready to bring everything. And Oilers have been inconsistent, not inspiring confidence. So I get it. With that being said, I still think we beat LA in the first round.
Oh, good. Okay, so Camp
Yes.
Quinn,
Who's we've switched?
population one, where all things are negative and we are
Oh,
in a
you know
dumpster
me
fire
with the
situation. No,
Oilers, yeah.
but yeah, no, this is totally normal for us. This is like exactly the roles we play. No, but everyone, like Quinn and a lot of people, like, are in that camp, I will say. Like just from talking to people hitting the streets.
Okay, so of the last 10 encounters in the playoffs with the Los Angeles Kings, we have won 8 of those. Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
okay.
I mean,
I
the odds are in our
know.
favor. No, but the odds are in our favor in
Yeah.
the sense of like, when you're saying let's look at the numbers, let's look at the numbers. Yeah.
Okay. And
The
let's be
odds are in our
real.
favor.
Exactly. That's a different way of looking at the numbers, right? In terms of it being a numbers game.
Instead of it being an impending doom, what if it's like, yeah, we're going to beat them? So
Because
I've got an interesting
Oilers
stat.
know how to beat them. That's the thing, right?
And you know what? At the end of the day, I'm down right now in the dumps, but like Connor's back, healthy, rested. Leon back, healthy, rested. Hopefully Ekholm back. This is a different hockey team than we saw playing the Kings on Saturday that were shut out by Darcy Kemper
Yes.
and the LA Kings.
Yes, and Calvin Pickard has been playing very well.
Really well.
Like he is at the top of the NHL in terms of stats for starts, especially like specifically for second goalie starts. He's killing it. He is doing everything we could have hoped and more. And so he's really giving us a chance to get healthy, even though it hurts as this is all happening. It is hard to watch. We know this isn't our playoff team. But yeah, he's doing what he needs to do to make us a better team for the playoffs as well.
So, I mean, the reason that they keep meeting the Kings is because of the way the NHL ended up setting up the playoffs, right? So it went from like the top eight in each conference to divisional play, which was meant to like create rivalries, which I think obviously that has done. But do you like my thing is like, I don't think the Oilers and I don't think we see a rivalry against the Kings because we've owned them in the playoffs. Whereas the other way around, Los Angeles
Hates
hates
us.
the Oilers.
Yeah, I was
So
gonna
it's a
say it's
one-sided
a
rivalry.
yeah, it's a rivalry, whereas I think Edmonton sees it as like, ugh, not again, this is boring. We would love if it was boring. I think we need to be careful what we wish for in this coming first round because we don't want it to be spicy and surprising. We want this to
No.
be status quo, I would think.
It realistic, like honestly, when you're watching, like last year or the year before, when we're watching the first round games, are we really like bored and not having moments of
No.
like stress? Like there's games
No, we're all
that we end
anxious.
up, yeah, we're still anxious. It's not like we say that now, like, oh, it's so boring. Like we've been here before, and that's true. It's like the matchup is kind of like, ugh, okay, let's see something different. But during the actual round, still in it like any other first round, regardless of who they'd be playing against, right? I'm still anxious, I'm still stressed during those
100%.
games. Yeah.
I just don't hate the Kings the way I hate Vancouver and
Absolutely
Calgary.
not. Absolutely not. And I'm sure Florida
And
doesn't hate
Vegas.
us the same way we hate them.
Oh, Vegas doesn't hate
Very good
us the
point.
same way we hate
Oh,
them.
fuck Vegas. Yes, they
I
do.
hate Vegas and they don't give a shit about
Fuck
us.
Vegas. Yes, they do hate
I
us.
believe Quinn on that one, and I think that's a perfect example of like that one-way rivalry.
Fine, we need to be way more annoying in
I
Vegas.
don't think we're taking up any space in their brains
I hate that.
whatsoever.
You just ruined my entire week.
Okay, but we had some fun thoughts around how to make this more interesting. So Quinn, why don't you kick us off with our countdown list?
All right, so we figured in the spirit of this that we would do a top six list of the reasons LA should be jealous of Edmonton. Starting with number six, in Edmonton, we don't live in a cult. Because in LA, if you're not drinking celery juice with the right enzymes, if your spin instructor is not your spiritual leader, and if you're not spending $650 on groceries a week at Erewhon, are you even in LA?
Oh,
It's
health and wellness cults.
culty. It's
It
culty.
is like you adopt a certain lifestyle if you move to LA.
Yeah.
And in Edmonton, we like to eat. We,
Well,
you
fuck.
know, we do our own
Yeah.
thing.
We
We're
do our
individual
own
thinkers.
thing. Yes, exactly. And like our only cult is the Oilers, and like I'm
That's
not giving that
true.
up. I'm
I was
not giving
gonna
that
say, I
up.
was like, we have our own kind of cult and it's hockey.
Which I think is healthier.
Yep. Okay.
Maybe.
All right. I like it. Paulina, what you got?
Well, it kind of leads into what Quinn is saying. Our cult is hockey. We have the hockey town. LA is not really a hockey town. They have their fan base, but it's not what they are known for. It's
Totally
not
agree.
the same. It's not the same excitement or energy during the playoffs. There was a ra like radio host during the playoffs last year who went down to LA and were wandering around, like asking people if they're excited for the game, and most of the people did not know what game they were referring to.
What game?
Yeah, they do have a fan base though. So
They do?
I'm not shitting on them the same way I
No,
would
I
shit on
hear
like Florida, but it's not the same
it's not the
cult.
same culture. Yeah.
We
Yeah,
can sell
culture.
out, Edmonton can sell out an arena any night of the week, and Los Angeles cannot say the same.
Exactly.
They have a bigger market, but there is a lot more pro sports teams pulling on that market in a way that it's just not in Edmonton. Totally agree. I would say one of mine is also that our weather builds character.
It does.
I think if you are going to your game in flip-flops and shorts, then you don't really know what it's like to experience hockey
You
in the
don't
way
know a
that a
hardship.
Canadian. Yeah.
I mean, it's 10 degrees, and I walked to my parents' place, which is only 5 blocks, in a t-shirt and pants.
But I'm
10
talking
degrees.
like minus 30. Like our
Yeah,
guys are
but
showing
even.
up in a suit and a beanie. Granted, they're probably going from heated garage to
Yeah.
heated garage. But if you're wearing a beanie in LA, it is not for the same reason. And
No.
I think to truly know what it's like to play hockey, the true meaning of hockey, you have to freeze your ass off a little bit.
Yeah, you've had to experience minus 40 weather
Even as a
to
fan,
as a
you need to
fan. No,
know what
that's what
it's like.
I'm talking about. That's I mean
Yeah.
the fans
Fair.
here are incredibly resilient and dedicated because they will go out to a game in minus 40 weather.
They will.
Yeah.
And we don't have that Oilers money. I'm not going from heated garage to heated garage. I
No,
have to walk
I'm
outside at some
walking.
point.
No,
Yeah,
I'm
it
walking
is
from my
literally walking.
home. Yes.
We
Yeah.
are a hardened, resilient people.
Yeah. And I would
LA has
never,
green
ever give
juice.
that
They're
up.
hungry and they would not survive these climates.
No.
Nor our potholes. Do you
No,
think
I
LA
do.
has potholes?
Probably.
No, well, no,
They
because
have
they don't have the
traffic,
change in
though.
weather. Well, that leads me into number three, the
Oh.
number re three reason. I've read that basically to park anywhere in LA, people are willing to give up their firstborn child to be within walking distance of their destination. In Edmonton, we love to complain about traffic,
No.
construction, parking spots. Here's a key message from my job. There are 45,000 parking spots downtown Edmonton,
Yeah. Wow.
and not 45,000 people going to the game.
And
So you got a lot of
2,500
places to
people
park.
downtown.
Yes, exactly. Well, no, it's more than that.
I'm just joking.
Oh my God, now you're going to get me in trouble with my boss.
Sorry,
But
Panita.
you know what? So it doesn't take anybody 90 minutes to get to the game unless they're coming from Sylvan Lake. And there's somewhere to park, or they can take transit to the game. So, as much as we love to complain, you're not taking 90 minutes to drive 7 kilometers and crying
Yeah.
the whole way in Los Angeles.
I, our
We have
very own
nothing to
cat.
complain about with that here, like
No.
at all. Like, we actually have it so good with our commutes. Like, the traffic comparatively to like LA and parking. Like, I will complain about parking just because I find parking annoying, but. I really feel like I don't really complain often because I'm like, we've got it pretty good. It's easy. It's always moving at least,
Yeah.
right?
Even Connor McDavid commented how quickly he can get to work every day.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And he goes through construction hell on his drive. He has to go through like the big LRT construction zones. Like he goes, comes up 142nd to Stony Plain Road, and like that's not good. It's not good.
We do have a lot of construction, but it is
We do have a
still
lot of
not as bad.
construction.
It still
Still not
moves
even close.
quicker. It still moves
Still,
quicker. I love that for us, actually.
yeah. Number
Paulina, you got
two.
another one?
Yeah. Maroon 5's Adam Levine does not live here.
Good one. That is actually my favorite. That should be number one. Yeah. It's the first thing I thought of. I like that one a lot.
You imagine that guy walking around?
Oh my God. Oh, imagine he was an
Gross.
Oilers fan.
Oh, I'd have to find a
Tarnished.
new team.
Tarnished.
Yeah, I
Okay,
like
that's
that.
all.
Yeah, and I think so. My last one pairs well with that. Connor and Leon do live here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
Love
we have
that.
Yeah.
Connor and Leon. Yep.
Yep. And
We'll
not
take that
just that
over
we have
Anje
them on our
Kopitar and Drew
team,
Doughty. Yep.
they live here and they hang out here. And you will likely see them at a restaurant if you go out for dinner downtown here. They are in the Edmonton community, and I love that.
And here's the thing too, as a bonus for like the Oilers themselves, they like Connor, Leon, the boys on the Oilers, they are celebrities here.
That's true.
It, the LA Kings players are not celebrities in LA because it is celebrity territory. They've got fucking
And
Meryl Streep at a restaurant. They're not looking at Drew Doughty. They don't care. So for
they
the
don't know who.
Oilers, for the benefit of playing for the Oilers is that like you are a celebrity here. Like you are the hottest shit that you can be.
Yes.
It's a blessing and a curse, but like you matter here.
The
That's
celebrity
all that.
sightings in Edmonton hit different than they
Yeah,
do in
well, there are
LA.
always
Yeah.
Oilers sightings. And we're respectful. Like there's been like occasional
Mostly.
times where like people have crossed a line and we've seen it, but like In the grand scheme of things, I think for the most part, like Edmontonians are fairly respectful of
Well,
like they'll take a like little like a quick picture from afar or like a video, but they aren't like harassing.
hopefully, knock
Because
on wood.
we're not only resilient, but we are polite.
Yes,
We could just
kind,
keep going on this
great list. Yeah,
side.
I mean, we'd
People,
love to,
yeah.
but
But the
great
reason we
list.
limit it to six.
The main reason I think we wanted to do this too is people always, whenever we're up against like a certain American team that is like nice weather, like that's usually kind of the main thing, or like a big metropolis like LA. People kind of shit on Edmonton and like to make the comparisons, like, well, at least we don't live in Edmonton, we live in LA. And it's
Yeah.
like, let's list some reasons why it's better to live here.
Do you want to know what I think the line is? Because honestly, if we were playing Colorado or something like that, I don't think we'd be having this
No,
conversation. To me, it's
no.
like if your media has to say ice hockey, we have a problem playing against you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the bar.
Amen.
Yep.
That is the line. That is the
So
line.
we're introducing a new segment today. We want to talk about stats. My son told me.
This was born out of Claire sending us a photo of her son Caden reading off stats to her, and her reactions being, "Whoa, cool, nice." And I said, "Well, actually, some of these things are probably pretty interesting, and then we don't have to do the research."
And so I gave him a theme, Ovechkin and the Kings. And for those who might see this on our Instagram, I just want to kind of show you how it was provided to me.
Oh,
Okay.
yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to read some of these, and they're pretty good.
This is a big teaching moment for everybody out there. We're going to learn some stuff.
Well, they're pretty high level, I'm not going to lie. They're
Okay.
pretty high level, but he's going to find a groove because, as I was saying, whoa, cool, nice, the other night. But he provided these for us today on theme. So he did want to share his delight for the 895 goals in 1,487 games for Ovechkin, one game better than our dear Gretzky. But according to him, this does not mean that Ovechkin is better.
Thank you, Caden. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
Thank
I'm
you. Good
reading as it's
insight.
written.
Good
Yep.
insight from
Pro
Caden.
he's provided some feed or some opinion on each one. So the Oilers' past three meetings with the Kings in the playoffs end with the Oilers winning 4-3, then 4-2, then 4-1. So the pattern may show that this year we win 4-0.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Yeah,
three,
it's
that
okay. It's
one,
a sweep.
one,
I get it.
zero.
I
Yeah.
like that
Yeah.
one.
Okay.
Okay, this one's great. Fastest two goals by a player in the postseason. Nuge is sixth in all time for the Oilers with two goals in 81 seconds against the Los Angeles Kings in 2022, Game 3, Round 1.
And that was the scary year. That
That was the scary
21-22 was
year.
the scary year. Like, I didn't think they'd beat them, and that's when they won 4-3. Like, they won the series 4-3. They went to game seven. That was the scary year. Okay.
And
We're
according to
back in a scary
Caden,
year.
according to Caden, he's sixth overall all time or sixth all time, but it should be more like third because Gretzky holds two of those spots. So
Wow.
according to
Oh,
Caden, he should
okay.
be
Okay.
third,
He's
technically.
technically third because one man has two spots. Okay. Caden,
So
thank
thanks,
you.
Caden.
We salute you.
I love that. Thank you, Caden.
Yeah, he's our
We're going to learn a
positive.
lot from Caden.
He's our
And I feel
positive
like he was
pal.
just optimistic, which is, yeah, it was largely optimistic. I mean, we've lost
Okay.
Quinn and her optimism, or as the token optimist. So we had Caden step in with some hard facts, Quinn,
You
that
know
it's
what?
gonna be
And I
fine.
feel better about things now.
I
I
do
feel
too.
better about
I feel
things now.
soothed.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well,
Okay.
thanks for that. I think we should do that every time we need a pick me up. I
Yep.
like it. That's actually a great idea.
And now we wrap things up on something a little fucked up, quite frankly, Paulina.
Yeah,
Okay. I
Paulina,
texted you guys.
you
Yeah.
sent us a very weird text the other day, and honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't look into it because I
That's
don't
fine.
know what I have no idea what
It's
to
weird.
expect here.
I'm
But
afraid
here
of
we
the
go.
indoctrination. Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
No, it's weird. So I was having a conversation with my sister about like some books that we used to like when we were kids or whatever, and like, we're talking Bailey School kids, and then I was like, "Do you remember?" And I don't know why this came to me. I was like, "Do you remember we had to read those Hickman books?" And she's like, "Oh, like the hockey books that were murder mysteries." And I'm like, "Yeah, but they were like about the Calgary Hitmen, like the WHL team. And they were part of the curriculum in grade five. Like we had to read
Hockey
them.
propaganda?
Hockey propaganda, literally. But like hockey fan fiction,
But
really,
sorry,
because it's
it's
about a real life team and it's murder mystery.
murder
Okay.
mystery?
So there's
Was it
this.
based on a true story at least? So there was like some
No,
educational
no, that's
value
why
in
I say
this?
it's fan fiction. It's WHL fan fiction, which is, and I was started to think, I was like, did you guys have anything like that for the Oil Kings? You weren't reading like Oil Kings fan fiction in school? No? Okay, just Calgary? Cool. So,
And like in the curriculum, how did
yeah,
that happen?
I don't
Like,
know.
what do you
It's
mean?
like,
It, like, it was an option on a list of books?
not an
Or the
option.
whole
Our teacher
class
made
did.
us read it as in
How
class
many
as a
books are in
book
the
study.
series?
So it looks like this author, Sigmund Brouwer, obviously Canadian, I assume from
Was it your
Calgary.
teacher? Was the teacher
No.
the
Oh my
author?
God. Oh my God. What if Mrs. Horvath was actually Sigmund Brouwer, which I have
Right?
not looked into, but
Is that her pen name?
apparently he's a real guy.
Trying to
I
increase
did click on
sales?
that. Yeah. Yeah.
I
She
know a great book
just
for our
slips that
class.
in between like Watership Down and like books that we're actually supposed to read.
I'd like to look into that relationship, not gonna lie.
Yeah. This author wrote a lot of hockey-themed books, but there were a few that were specifically about the Hitmen, and we had to read them all. I remember Hitman Challenge, and I remember the cover. And then and it's probably still, I would love to find it. Like it's probably in my mom's basement somewhere, honestly. But you can't really, like, they're not really in print probably anymore. But there was another one called Hitman Triumph.
Okay.
Listen to the plot of this, okay? Left winger Nolan Andrews thinks it's great that he can play hockey in Calgary, where his older brother Nathan is a star center for the Hitmen. When Nolan finds out that a lot of things about Nate's life in Calgary don't make sense or might not even be legal, Nolan has to make some difficult choices that will affect him and his brother for the rest of their lives.
Were they on the 2008 Hockey Canada Junior's team?
Those are not real people, from my understanding. Oh, I see.
Not legal.
I
Not
don't
legal.
remember that type of plot line in grade five, but
Not the right age, but
probably
the
the book
point
that
I'm
needs to
making.
be written. But
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
yeah, so yeah, all of the books feature the protagonist who plays major junior hockey for the Hitmen, or these three books at least, and the central character experiences a hockey related challenge that is linked to another player, and then they become entangled in some life-threatening mystery
Yikes. I can't wait to hear
about the Calgary Hitmen.
when we put
What?
this out to the
Yes.
biddies, like if anyone else read that or like you are class one of one
Yeah,
that
my
experienced
school was
this.
just like loosey-goosey on curriculum. Like they're like,
Yeah.
we don't need to learn math. We will
What's
read WHL fan fiction.
Oh, how
Well, listen,
bizarre.
we talked about Edmonton not being a cult. I'm not sure anymore if we can say the same thing about Calgary.
Yeah.
They
I mean,
are indoctrinating children in junior high, grade
yeah.
five, with fan fiction books.
I am really curious if other Calgary people who grew up in Calgary had to read these. Like obviously, like all my friends that I grew up with, they read the same books because we went to the same school. So
That
I
is really funny.
was it
Yeah.
an enjoyable book? Do you remember?
Honestly, I remember it being a pretty good read. It
I want to see your
was a
book
good
report.
mystery. It's a good mystery. My mom's kept a lot of stuff, so I'll see if I can find something
Go,
on Hitman
yeah. Find that
Challenge.
book report.
That
Like,
would be
leave now.
incredible. Okay, I'll
Go
go.
see
Go now.
Brenda. Dig it out. We
Yeah.
need to
Hopefully
see
she didn't
that.
sell it in the garage sale where I bought some stuff from her.
Yeah, somebody purchased my Calgary Hitman Challenge book
It
report.
was only a quarter, so
A quarter.
quota.
And they're like, I need this. This is an opus.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for sharing because that is very bizarre.
I mean, if I already didn't like Calgary enough, this is
My
really throwing
it
it over
just
the
like
next level. Yeah.
unlocked this memory. Like we're talking about these books that we grew up with, and then it unlocked this memory. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot how fucking weird this was.
No
That's
kidding.
literally nuts. Yeah.
Can't wait to dig into that.
Woo. Okay. And how
Okay,
that's changed you
ladies,
fundamentally. All right.
thanks for this. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thanks for all wearing hats.
Yeah. You know what? Truth be told, wasn't wearing one, but when the girls showed up with hats on, I had to jump on the board.
I like
So,
it. I like the hat
okay.
theme today. Okay, see you on
Well,
another time.
see
See you
you
on
on another
another time.
time.